Caffeine-powered radio. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Monday, October the 21st, 2019. And it is time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. And we're joined in studio this morning, Jody Kitchell, Regional Market Development Manager. Does that all fit on a business card, Jody? I think it does.
Yes, it does.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Good for you. Great weekend.
Yes, yeah, great weekend.
Always, you were saying before we went on the air, you always keep busy, which is a really good thing.
I transition into mom mode on Friday night and then back into work mode on Monday morning.
Is there like a different hat you have to wear then or something?
And a cape.
And a cape. I like that.
So
through the week, you drive the little two-door sports car, and on the weekend, you break out the minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Is what you're saying? No, I'm just kidding. So, well, glad you're here. I want you to the TV show Mythbusters, and I want you to bust some myths for me today.
I am here to bust some myths.
Because there are some myths out there about credit unions, and I want you to run through some of those myths and how we can kind of bust those things up this morning.
Well, I think, one of the biggest myths and understandings is that credit unions only do savings accounts, mm-hmm. and then maybe take it a step further into checking accounts. And credit unions nowadays, United Federal, mm-hmm. we do everything. And when I say everything, I mean literally anything you can think of. There are hardly anything out there that we wouldn't do and or create, consider. We've even created accounts that our membership needed and said, you know what? They need this. We're going to work on making this for our membership so that they can utilize it. An example would be the property tax savings account.
Right.
So our members had a need, which was helping with that savings process to pay for property taxes. We came together as an organization and we said, you know what? Let's work on creating this with some of our local municipalities. And now we have this savings account. We do businesses. We do business loans. We do mortgages, all of it.
Can I back up to the,
sure.
the property tax? So you basically, you're putting money in out of every paycheck, or however you've got that thing set up then, and then every 6 months or every year or something, it pays your taxes, then does it automatically pay the taxes for you, or do I have to log in and pay them, or does...
It doesn't automatically pay them. This is for those that pay their property taxes separate, myself, for example.
It's not escrowed in.
So you would bring your tax bill in, mm-hmm. and then we cut a check from that account to pay the taxes. It helps with accountability. You can't just come in and go, oh, I really want to use that money for a vacay.
No.
And it helps with that.
That's
because
really
I think
cool.
when that money is sitting there, you just want to dip into it
sometimes,
or something comes up. But it really helps with that accountability. It helps the membership say, okay, this is what that is for specifically. But that's just one example meeting a need.
Yeah, and it's really cool because if you're doing that, if it's escrowed in, the money just kind of sits there and they get to keep that money until they pay it. Whereas if it's into an account, it's probably drawing a little bit of interest as well.
Yeah, so, drawing a little bit of interest. It's sitting
it's
there.
Win-win, yeah.
It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Other things, though, I know
I'm focusing on just one and there's multiples that
you're
talking about.
I mean, anything really, business accounts, mortgages,
car loans,
yeah. visas, credit cards. But even greater than that is it's all done in-house. If someone has a problem, and let's say it's with their mortgage. I may not know everything, me specifically, about mortgages, but I surely know who does.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're just a phone call away from me.
Or they might be just across the same office.
They might be literally in the same office. And we also strategically have representatives that kind of float from branch to branch. So you can see someone face to face, which is a beautiful thing when something happens. I mean, you need that support that you can go in and actually see a person and work through whatever it is that you need help with. So we do everything. Big business, small business, but even better than all of that is the relationship that comes from that. And I think that's the most beautiful part of being a credit union that's strong within our community. When you have something that happens in life,
yeah,
and maybe let's just say it's a loss of the breadwinner's job, mm-hmm, and you have a mortgage with us and you have a car payment with us and you have these things that you have to pay. Well, guess what? We're going to work with you to figure out how do we work through this with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what being a credit union is about.
Ironically, I mean, it's, you know, we owe you the money, in other words, don't get me wrong, but it's not in the best interest for it to foreclose on things, you know, because ultimately then you sometimes the credit union or the bank or whatever, they don't get all their money back. So that's why,
right,
it's in their best interest to work with you if you do get into a pinch.
Right.
Because they know there's a lot of good people out there that just have bad times every once in a while.
And life happens.
It does.
We stress the fact that we are you. That's our
exactly.
slogan.
Yep.
And that's a very literal sense.
Mm-hmm.
All of us employees, we're part of the credit union. Life happens for us just like it happens for everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to align yourself with an organization that gets that. Because when life happens, and it could be an amazing thing, it could be you've recently come into a significant amount of money. Well, guess what? We're going to help you make sure that number one, that lasts, but that you're getting a good return. So, it could be on the flip side of a potential negative situation. It could be you're having a new baby. How do you plan for that?
Right.
You're getting married. Mm-hmm. So ensuring that you're partnering with an organization like United Federal Credit
sure.
Union that can see that and that has experience in dealing with it in the past with other members and having that partnership that's long term.
All right. So that's myth number one.
Myth number
several.
One.
All right.
Several.
Let's bust another myth about a credit union.
We are owned by our members. So we...
Not some large, big, massive corporation out of in another country or something, you know?
Correct. We are owned by our members. Our board, they're nominated. They help and they meet with our executive team on a regular basis and make big decisions for the credit union. And our membership are part of those decisions. That's a beautiful thing when you're talking about our money. And mm-hmm. when I say our money, it's a cooperative, it's a collective pot per se that we're all helping each other advance forward as this group.
Right. Yeah.
So we are member owned.
Awesome.
And aligning with that is that our members have a voice. So if they feel as though something is not going the way that it should. Or they have an idea.
Sure.
We have an annual member meeting. Anyone can come to that. And we do have branches that go all over the United States. So how do you participate? We actually cast it live. Mm-hmm. So you can still be involved, even if you are in Nevada, let's say. You can submit questions. You can do all those types of things. And if there's big decisions, let's say a merger or something of that
sure.
nature, our members can vote. So it's very involved and everyone has a part to that bigger picture.
All right. Do we have another one?
We are not for profit.
Interesting.
So banks are for profit.
Sure.
And they have to answer to their shareholders and their shareholders are earning income on their shares.
Exactly.
We are not for profit.
I don't think a lot of people know that. That's
yes.
a big one.
It is big. And when our revenue ultimately is going back into making the community stronger, that's a big one. I don't mm-hmm. think people often recognize that. And people will always say to me, oh my gosh, Jody, you and the credit union are everywhere. It's because we're investing into our community.
Right.
We want to live in a stronger and healthier place. And that goes for... You know, where all of our branches are located,
right.
all across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then beyond that, you know, reduced fees. Obviously, there are still fees, but it's as minimal as possible. And we're continuously looking and evaluating that. Rates, interest rates, deposit rates, all of those things go back into the revenue consideration.
Okay. And so, and it's because you've just ran down all of this stuff, it must be really hard to join a credit union then, or is that a myth?
That is also a myth. So, you know, long time ago, I think people, even for us, United Federal Credit Union, associated us with Whirlpool, which that is part of our legacy. That is part of where we came from. Yes, absolutely. And we're so grateful for our history. But through the evolution and through time, we have been able to open up our charters to so many possibilities. Just about anyone can join a credit union, in particular, of course, us. Sure. But if you don't live in a state that we can potentially support, we have other ways to join the credit union. For example, if you participate in, there are certain councils that you can join for free that will allow you to join the credit union. So we can find just about any way to make it work. So anyone can join a credit union. And I think that's really important to understand that, because there aren't those barriers anymore where you can say, I don't work at Whirlpool, or I don't know anyone that does work at Whirlpool, so I can't join. Yes, you can. Yeah. Absolutely. We're here to help. And I think it's important to know that you're not in it alone.
Mm-hmm. Well, if for more information on what we just talked about, you can go to the website, and I want to find out from another question for you. It's unitedfcu.com/advice. And you can search for the, you know, the five reasons to ditch a bank and join a credit union and find out more information about what we just talked about. Some really good information. So again, to find out information about this, or if we have any questions, Jody, what's the best way to get a hold
of us? Reach out to us. You can contact us at our main line at 269-982-1400. We have representatives that are there always to help. Mm-hmm. I am all over North Berrien County. Don't ever hesitate, if you see me out and about, to pull me aside and say, hey, can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
We're here to support you. So by all means, always. And then we have branches all over with supporting teams and branch managers who would love to help in any way possible.
Yeah, just walk in. That's the, you know, that's the neat thing, because in this day and age, it seems like, oh yeah, I just want to do everything online. And you can do that, don't get
Absolutely.
Me wrong. But I don't want to say the lack of customer service, but I'm finding customer service is kind of, in a lot of respects, going away. But it's not at United Federal Credit Union. I mean, you're there. That's how you've survived this long, and it's going to continue to do that for a long time.
Yes, awesome. We're excited, and we are so grateful that our community surrounds us and that we get to be a part of it every day.
Awesome. Jody Kitchell, Regional Market Development Manager with United Federal Credit Union. That's your Monday Morning Money Talk. Jody, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Have a great Monday.
You too.